Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. So this is Life Reimagined, How to Create Extraordinary Life After Divorce. The first thing I want to say right out of the gate is that it is absolutely possible to create an extraordinary life after divorce. And what I want you to know is I say this to you not just from the perspective of a divorce mediator and a coach working with women through divorce. I want you to know that I have personal evidence that this is possible, as well as professional evidence. And so I imagine when I say the word divorce to you, that there are certain feelings that come up for you, perhaps fear, perhaps anger, maybe a little bit of dread, maybe some shame. I imagine too that for some of you, what comes up for you when you hear the word divorce is relief and maybe even safety and peace. Regardless of what has brought you to this talk today and what has brought you to this point in your life, by the time we're done here today, I want you to walk away knowing, believing in your heart of hearts that you absolutely can move forward from this place and create an extraordinary life after divorce. So let me start by telling you a story. I imagine if you're anything like me, that growing up as a child, you had all kinds of dreams for your life. You probably imagined, you know, that you might work in a certain type of career, and you maybe had dreams of traveling the world or maybe living kind of a lavish life. You no doubt had a dream of being happily married and having, you know, a couple of kids, that whole white picket fence, the American dream, as they say. This notion of a happily ever after. I know I had that for a dream. And here's what's interesting, though, about the way I grew up. So my father was a nickel miner, and he worked underground 12 hours a day. He would, it was dark when he went underground, and it was dark when he came up from underground. And so growing up, and my dad was a man of few words, so I'm not sure how much of this was said and how much of it was implied. But growing up, my father certainly conveyed to me that in order to be a good parent, in order to live a good life, a responsible life, you either had to choose to work at a career that you loved, or you had to choose one that allowed you the opportunity to make a good living. You couldn't have both. And of course, that's what my dad did, right? He chose a career that allowed him to provide for his family, but that didn't light him up and made him miserable. And in some ways, miss much of his life, right? Much of his life was spent underground. While the rest of us were living up here, he was underground. And so I watched my dad growing up. I watched my dad live this life of sort of resignation, this quiet resignation, knowing that he felt like he was a good parent, a good provider, even though he sacrificed his joy and his fulfillment. And what I saw, as I saw it bleed into how he showed up as a parent and how he showed up as a husband. So I think pretty early on decided I was going to prove him wrong. I wasn't going to do what my dad did. I wanted more for my life. So I decided that I would chase those dreams, the dream of the successful career and the beautiful home and the happy marriage and the two gorgeous, well-behaved children. And so I did that. I left home, went to law school, became a lawyer, got married, had two kids. And 16 years into the relationship at the age of 37, I made the decision to end my marriage because I felt like joy and fulfillment wasn't possible in that marriage. And even though the decision was mine, I remember, even today, I can feel the emotion coming up in me. I felt like I had ruined my one chance at proving my dad wrong, at proving to myself as much as anything that I could really have it all, that I could have the life of my dreams. I felt like I had one chance. And by ending my marriage, I'd blown it. I had lost my chance. There was no hope of creating the life of my dreams. And that from this point forward, I was likely going to have to settle for whatever crumbs life sent my way. And it was a few months. I remember a solid 4 months of not being able to eat and having this lump in my throat and feeling like it was the end of the world. And it was impacting how I showed up at work, how I showed up with my children, because I had a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old at the time. And so this, I started to feel that resignation that I'm sure my dad had felt, feeling like there's no hope of more. So just settle for what you've got and make the best of what you have. And it started impacting my work, my role as a mother, how I showed up with my family, with my friends, and it started impacting my physical and my emotional health. And so I knew this, I had to do something different. And so I realized in that moment that I had a choice. I could see the end of my marriage and the subsequent divorce as, you know, the ending of my dreams, or I could see it as a second chance to create the life of my dreams. And so that's what I did. So I took myself on a journey of learning everything I could to be able to reinvent myself and reimagine my life post-divorce. Now, fast forward 20 years now, and I work with my clients, both in mediation and my coaching clients, and I help them do exactly that. I've developed a 6-part framework that allows my clients to navigate divorce in a way that allows them, that sets a foundation for creating an extraordinary life after divorce. And we don't have time to go through the 6-part framework today, but what I want to impart on you today, more than anything, the one message that I want you to have today is also the one thing that my clients need to have before we work together is I want you to believe that it's possible. Because the truth of the matter is, if you, like I was feeling in that moment, if you feel like it's not possible and there is no hope to have a second chance at creating the life of your dreams, then you're not going to do what needs to be done. So here's the thing. Here's the choice that I had, and I'm going to offer you this choice right now too. You have a choice to see the end of your relationship as the end, your last chance, the end of the road, the end of the world is what it felt like to me. Or you can see it as a gift. And if you can see it as a gift, then anything is possible. So, okay. Let's back up a second. Let's talk about what it even means. What does an extraordinary life after divorce mean? An extraordinary life after divorce is really less about what it means to me and more about what it means to you. And so what I'm really talking about is a life that you love, a life that lights you up. I want, when I work with clients and we talk about like, what does an extraordinary life mean to you? I want my clients to think about a level 10 life. What would a level 10 life, what would your life look like in all areas of your life if you had a level 10 satisfaction with your life, your relationships, your career, your relationships with your children, with your friends, your relationship with your physical health and your emotional health, your finances? What would all of those areas look like? What would you need to accomplish in those areas in order to have a life that you love, a life that made you excited to get out of bed in the morning because you couldn't wait to see what was possible for that day? It's going to be different for you than it is for me. It's going to be different for everyone. But what matters is that you get clear on what you see as a life you love, as a level 10 life, as an extraordinary life. Now, all right, so hopefully I've got you convinced that it's possible. I have you understanding what it is. Now the question is how? How can you go from what you're feeling right now to what I'm promising you can feel? How do you go from feeling sad and hopeless and maybe a little bit bitter to excited and hopeful and determined to create a life full of joy and fulfillment for yourself? Well, it starts with a choice. The moment you choose to see your divorce as a gift, everything changes. You do have a choice. You can continue to see divorce as the worst possible thing that could have ever happened to you. And if you do that, you will give divorce the power to rob you of a life of your dreams. Instead of seeing divorce as a gift, allows you to fuel your dreams. It allows you, if you can see it as a second chance, it's going to reignite your desire to dream big and to make those dreams a reality. You know, they say that you may have heard this before, what you focus on expands. If you ever had that experience, you get up in the morning, you stub your toe on the way out of bed, you go to brush your teeth, your electric toothbrush is dead, you jump in the shower and you're out of shampoo, and you, before you've even gone out the door, you decided, okay, so this is what today is going to look like. This is going to be one of those days, isn't it? And then what happens after that? Everything that comes after is just more of the same. Stuck in traffic, late to work, spill your coffee on your blouse, all of the things. The reason for that is it's our brains. It's the way our brains are designed. They're designed to keep us safe. So if we decide that the day is going to be a crappy day, our brains are going to look for evidence to make our brains right. The same happens with divorce. If you decide that your divorce is the worst possible thing that could ever happen to you, if you decide that your divorce has made it impossible for you to create a life of your dreams, that's what will happen. You will be right. You will live the rest of your life looking through a lens of defeat and despair and hopelessness, and you'll be rewarded. The universe will deliver lots of evidence to prove you right. What a waste. Feel that. Do you feel that? If instead you can look at your divorce and see it as, you know what they say, a fresh start, a blank slate, a new chapter. I know those phrases all sound kind of cliched. But I promise you that if you can see your divorce as an opportunity, a second chance to create the life of your dreams. Oh my goodness, listen to me. You know what, it breaks my heart when clients come to me when we first start working together. They are feeling so hopeless, and it breaks my heart because I know it doesn't have to be that way. So this is the emotion that you're seeing come up in me. But hear me when I say this. If you choose, and it is a choice, to see your divorce as an opportunity, as a second chance to create the life of your dreams, you will absolutely be able to do just that. Now, how? Okay, so you believe it's true. You're willing to make that choice. You know what it means to you to have an extraordinary life. You have an idea of what that is. Okay, now what? Now what do I do? Well, the first thing you need to do, and the first thing that I do with my clients when we work together, is talk about getting really clear on what you want, not what society wants for you, not what your parents want for you. Sometimes that's what happens when we make a plan or set our dreams when we're, you know, 16, 19, 21. I know it's what I did. I sort of had an idea of, you know, what a successful life looks like. And so I set my sights on that. But now, doing that now with the benefit of the lived experience that you've had up until this point, it's going to be a completely different exercise for you to really get clear on what you want, what lights you up, what, you know, sets your soul on fire, what is going to get you excited about getting out of bed in the morning. So that's the first thing you got to do. You got to get really clear on what you want. And then you need to make a plan. How are you going to get from where you are to where you want to be? I work with my clients to reverse engineer a plan. It's kind of like a GPS. When you're in your car, in your driveway, and you want to go to a certain destination, you need to be crystal clear on what that destination is. You put that destination in your GPS. Your GPS knows where you are specifically, where you want to go specifically, and it charts a course for you. So that's what we do. And then every turn, every stop, every exit ramp, every decision you make from this point forward, you will make it intentionally and deliberately with your plan, with your ultimate destination in mind. So if, for example, you want the life of your dreams includes being able to be active and hike and run and chase your grandchildren around, then the decisions you make today with that in mind are going to be different than if you were going, your life involved sitting in a rocking chair with a blanket over your lap. Keeping your destination in mind as you live your life, as you make your decisions, allow you to make better decisions, intentional, deliberate choices. That's how we create an extraordinary life, by keeping in mind what that means to us and making very deliberate and intentional choices about what we're going to do in this moment. The choices you make today create the life of your future. Now, some things might get in your way, right? It probably sounds easier said than done. And it is. It isn't easy, but it is simple, isn't it? And so I would encourage you to enlist the support of other people to do this. Share your dreams with your friends and your family and your children. Oh my gosh, your children. Let your children see you chase your dreams. Let your children, give your children permission to have it all. My dad passed away in 2012, and I did his eulogy. And I promised him I would never stop. Chasing my dreams. And there are moments when I felt guilty that I get to chase my dreams and my dad didn't. So it's important as you live your life and execute the plan that you surround yourself with people who are going to remind you why you're doing it, and that you are capable, and that when you doubt it, they will remind you of how important it is, and how it's a choice, and how if you don't do it, your decision, if you decide, you know what, it's too hard, I'm just going to give up, and I'm just going to settle, and I'm just going to resign myself to crumbs. Your children will be impacted. Your work will be impacted, and your health will be impacted. So, what I want to leave you with today is that above all else, please know that it absolutely is possible to create an extraordinary life after divorce. And it starts with a choice. It's as simple as a choice. That's where it starts. You get to decide. Is this a gift? Is this an opportunity for you to have a second chance at creating the life of your dreams? And if you want some help, don't be afraid to reach out. You can find me, DominiqueLaundrie.com. I'm happy to support you through this and be your cheerleader. I can tell you, I am evidence that it is absolutely possible to create a life you love after divorce. And doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Chasing your dreams is always worth it. And I guess that's one of the reasons that you're here at this summit. That's what this summit is all about, is not giving up on chasing your dreams, personal dreams, professional dreams. Please make sure to take in as many of the talks today and take one little bit of advice, one little tip from every talk and apply it. Your life can be different if you let it, I promise. I'm excited to see what you can do.
Thank you so for joining much. This motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.